Rui, we made the comment yesterday that you and I mean, you flew yesterday to Melbourne, but we get to fly around a fair bit with our work here at Triple M, and obviously everyone listening goes on holidays. So we are, we're all flyers in this day and age.
Yep.
This affects a lot of us, and in fact, I said very, very close to home, my family are heading to Fiji later in the year for a wedding. Fiji Airways have been named as one of the airlines using these planes at the moment, the Boeing 737 MAX 8.
Well, that's a bit close to home.
It is a bit close to home. So we're all concerned. Two planes have gone down in recent months.
Yep.
The Ethiopian airliner that killed 150-odd people this week. I want to know what is going on. How does it affect us here in Australia? We hear that Virgin have ordered 30 of these planes.
There's 5,000 on order around the world.
5,000. All right, well, let's go to an expert. James Nixon, he's an author. One of his books, for example, The Crash of MH370. He's a retired A380 captain. He joins us. James, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Worldwide authorities at the moment are grounding these planes. Surely they're right to do so, aren't they?
They are, particularly Australia. You've got to give them a huge amount of credit that Australia's decided to do this. It's very important to get a handle on what's causing it and to fix it very, very quickly. Normally, pilots, people like myself, would never, ever say anything about these crashes until the investigators had done their job. But when that aeroplane took off out of Ethiopia the other day, the pilot screamed out that he was having an emergency, unreliable airspeed and control issues, exactly the same that happened to Lion Air. Pilots are trained to handle one emergency at a time. Two emergencies together is very, very tricky. In this case, unreliable airspeed and the jammed stabilizer procedure. It's just too hard to do close to the ground. So all of a sudden, we knew it was Lion Air all over again.
So just answer me this one. There's 350 of these planes in the air around the world at the moment. Surely every one of those is getting grounded instantly.
You would hope so. China, Indonesia, Ethiopia, the Cayman Islands, 22 airlines around the world have been grounding them. And now CASA has come up and grounded in Australia and from flying in Australia. So, yes, they should be grounded until we can find out exactly what went wrong. They've been working on a fix. Don't worry, Boeing would have been working on a fix from this from the second it happened in Lion Air. So they're probably really close to having a fix for it. And then that'll be certified by the FAA in America, the regulator. And then it'll be put into practice all around the world and the planes will be able to fly again.
Now, I've read somewhere this morning that CASA are working with Fiji Airways, for example, which is the one that affects us here in Adelaide. They fly in and out of Adelaide. Would they, if people had to be on those flights right now, would they be chartering other airlines or doing something like that? Would they, they'd find other planes, I take it?
They may do that, but this is a launch aeroplane for Fiji, I believe they've got other versions of the 737, because this is only one of the new type of aeroplane. All the other 737s that airlines have can still operate normally, and that's what Silkair did yesterday in Darwin. Instead of sending their MAX, they sent the 800. So airlines have more than one aeroplane type in their fleet, and they can just revert to them.
How long ago was it that Lion Air crash? And are you surprised that I know they knew what happened back then, but are you surprised they hadn't already fixed it?
No, because they were still... Remember, it was crashed into the sea, so we didn't have the black boxes. They didn't have the details. So this was 5 months ago, and so it took a long time to get the details. The good part about the Ethiopian crash, if anything can be good about an airline crash where people get killed, is the fact that it crashed in a very small area, went straight in, so it was just like a crater, and the last thing that was sticking out the tail, and that's got the black boxes. So they've already retrieved those black boxes, and they're now analysing them.
Now, just finally, are you able to explain to us lay people here, in layman's terms, what this sensor that's at the front of the plane, I take it, that's what they're concerned with, that's sending the plane into these unusual movements?
Yes, the angle of attack sensor that is tied up with this new technology that they told the engineers about, but they never told the pilots. This is all automatic and transparent to the pilots. And instead of using a combination of sensors, the right and left ones together, apparently the New York Times revealed the other day that this system only uses one at a time. And that's just not good enough, because in aviation, we always have backup systems working together.
Right.
The A380, for example, has like five systems and it chooses the best one at the time. So they need to make this thing use both sensors to compare each other. And if there's a problem with the unreliable airspeed, the system must turn itself off.
Mm. James,
that's the quickest fix.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. James Nixon, as I said, author of The Crash of MH370, a captain of 31 years. It's very scary stuff for me, really.
No,
very
I don't like
frightening.
It. I hate it. I told you, I've been a bad flyer for a few years now, but the more things like this happen don't make it any easier either.
Nah, no doubt. Dr. Carl's going to join us next. Why do we forget things, Rue? What's wrong with our memory? Well, I'm in my 50s. Are we